Hey everybody, thanks for downloading the show. This is part one of This Is a Game Show, recorded live at the Artistphere in Arlington, Virginia. This was recorded, let's see, on Saturday, July 21st. Yeah, that's right, Saturday, July 21st at the beautiful Artistphere in the Dome Theater, right over the water area of DC, whatever. It's one stop away. It's a very nice theater. You should go there all the time. Anyways, this is part one. It's very, very fun. Ian Graham is the house band. He is from Lenoirville. He's in the house band in the DC shows quite often. Our panelists include Jared Harrison, Bruce Majors, Jennifer Tress, and Hugh Youngblood. They play along. They're a lot of fun. Ugly Purple Sweater closes this edition of the game show with a wonderful, beautiful set. I just want to say thank you to all the people that donated prizes first. That's Blind Dog Cafe, the DC Improv, Folger Brothers, Itty Bitty Press, Looking Glass Lounge, Story League, Sushi by Kaz, Urban Style Lab, Wonderland Ballroom, Warren Magazine, and the Washington Area Bicycle Association. So many great people donated so many great prizes to make this a very fun event for everyone involved and the crowd. So I wanted to thank them all. I also want to thank Lisa Markison. Without Lisa, the show really would have sucked because of her. It doesn't suck. So yeah, this is a game show. Part two will come out tomorrow. That includes people like Andrew Bucket, Adam Friedland, Senna Miner, and Jen Tisdale. But this is part one. So here's part one of a game show. Welcome to This Is a Game Show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thanks for downloading, and hopefully you'll download the next one too.
That's how it ends. Boo boo. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Graham, please put your hands together. Thank you, Ian. You have a microphone. Feel free to use it.
I do.
Ian is in this wonderful band, Lenoirville. They just do darkness covers. They just play that one song like 10 times. It's delightful. Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Is a Game Show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is the most egomaniacal thing I could ever do. You know, you're already in the room. You've already bought a ticket. Now look at my name for the next 90 minutes. I apologize. To make it better, I brought candy. Please develop diabetes. It makes this game more fun. I don't know if you're supposed to drink in here. I'm not going to tell you not to. How about that? I'm sure we won't be asked back anyways. No offense to the Artistphere. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, Artistphere. All right, so the whole Tosh thing. Let's get that out of the way. Tosh said the thing, and then the people said the thing, and then everyone's like, ah! And so to avoid that, if you need to tell me something, please don't tell me to my face. I am very fragile, and I'll probably forget it, because I'm did this. Like, that's not someone that thinks about thoughts and, like, feelings and stuff. Instead, tweet at me. Tweet at me throughout the show if it's good, if it's bad. I don't care. I want notes. This is how the game is going to work. We're going to have two sets of games. Ugly Purple Sweater is going to play in the middle. In that middle section, I will read all of the medium to awful things you have to say about me to make the second game better. Does that make sense? Fantastic. This is how you tweet at me. @YMTE. It's not a lot of characters, so then you have 135 more characters to tell me what I'm doing, right and or wrong. Does that sound okay? Wonderful. Here's the thing. We have lots of prizes. Shit, we have a lot of prizes. We have a lot of prizes, and we don't have that many games, so who wants a cookie? Let's start with that. There you go. Fuck the panelists. I'm here for the people. You want to? Here you go, ma'am. See, we got all these awesome, I guess, sponsors or something, and this counts as a thing. I'm not going to throw cookies. I will walk them to you. The power of a wireless mic. So, these cookies are from Blind Dog Cafe. Has anyone been to Blind Dog Cafe? Yeah. Okay, so Blind Dog Cafe. Hold on. You're so nice. How big are these cookies? Jesus. Oh, they're not bad. All right, cool. They have a cookie. Yeah, hold on. You have wine. That's better than a cookie. I prioritize. So here's the thing. Blind Dog Cafe. No, you get one. That doesn't matter. There you go. Oh, God, I got chalk on my hand. That's an awful way to start a show. And to the guy with the most fantastic haircut. We'll do more cookies as the show progresses. Let the show happen first. Anyways, Blind Dog Cafe is this wonderful, wonderful place. And here's why I like it. I know a lot of single people. and I know a lot of pretty people, and they all go to Blind Dog Cafe. So if you're single and you're pretty, even if you're not pretty, even if you just tip well, you'll probably go home with somebody. Does that make sense? That didn't land at all. How you doing? I'm going to tosh it up. How you doing, buddy? Neither do I, man. We're figuring out as we go along. All right, so that's enough of me pandering to you. I gave enough sugar out so you can't hate me yet. Ian, will you play our guests on? All right, so you want to play our guests on? All right, coming to the stage, please put your hands together for development diva Jared Harrison, congressional candidate Bruce Majors, author Jennifer Trust, and advisory neighborhood commissioner Hugh Youngblood. Ladies and gentlemen, take a seat. You pick your seats. There is no wrong seat. Panelists,
hello.
Have any of you been played on to Van Halen before?
Never.
I was hoping for Mariah.
Seriously? Name one Mariah song we could play on guitar.
Always Be My Baby.
Could you learn that for the next round?
Yeah.
The first note of the night. Okay, so let's start with you. Who are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Tress.
Yay, Jennifer! Okay. Jennifer's actually the only person on this panel that I actually know. I'm glad you're sitting next to me. Please make this good, okay?
I will make it good.
Good. You're an author.
I'm an author.
And you have you also have a blog.
I have a blog.
Which is kind of sad. You have a blog.
It's not sad that I have a blog. I don't think you're saying that.
The name of the blog is super sad.
It's not meant to be. It's called You're Not Pretty Enough.
There you go.
This is something that my ex-husband used to say to me, which is why he's my ex, right? That's why. Yeah. Yeah, let's just work it out. Turned it into some black humor, people. That's what you do. Laugh through the tears.
All right.
Through the tears.
So is that all you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she's a fantastic author. And I couldn't.
Storyteller.
No, you're an author.
Yeah, no, I'm a storyteller.
Oh, yeah, you just won Story League.
I just won Story League.
Which is, we have prizes from Story League tonight. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Not sorry about that. Who is our next panelist?
Hello.
You are?
I'm Jared Harrison.
Thank you, Jared. Jared. Jared, you wore pink pants? Is that fair to say?
I wore pink pants.
How often do you wear pink pants?
Try to every day.
I Seriously? Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Where do you buy your pink pants?
These are Bonobos. Should we get them to sponsor?
Yeah, that sounds expensive.
It is. But you know what I'll tell you? They have ninjas who are their customer service agents. It's like Nordstrom for pink pants.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who is our next panelist?
Bruce Majors.
Bruce! Bruce, you're kind of doing something. You're in the midst of something right now.
I am in the midst of something. I am the Libertarian candidate for Congress in D.C., which actually kind of halfway has a congressperson. I didn't know if there'd be many D.C. people here across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Guys made it over.
I have ballot access petitions. If anybody wants to sign them, I'm a little over halfway to the number I need to get on the ballot.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Who was our final panelist?
Hello, my name is Hugh Youngblood.
Yes. Hugh, what do you do?
I'm an engineer by day, but I serve in local government in D.C. by night.
What do you do in local government?
I'm on the Advisory Neighborhood Commission, which is the lower house of government in the D.C. system, and I represent the Bloomingdale community.
That's nice. So, like, hipsters love you.
We have a lot of hipsters.
That's right.
I think he's also the panelist with the best last name, right?
Oh, yeah, hands down. Oh, Bruce Majors.
Bruce Majors is good.
It's Bruce Lee Majors.
Oh!
Seriously?
Very nice.
Well, they didn't talk about that in Hollywood back then.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Fantastic. Let's play a game. This is a game show. Ian, will you play the theme for our first game? The first game is called the Current Events Game that appeals to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me fans. Sure, that's a theme song. All right, good. So, just like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, a show I've listened to twice, I give you the category, I ask you the question, you give me the answers. No one chimes in because it's like we're recording for a podcast type of thing, so don't worry about it. Only worry about your question, and then if you want, you can make fun of whoever like messed it up, you know. Got it? Cool. So let's start closest to me. We'll start with you, Jennifer. Jennifer, the skeleton of what famous subject from what famous painting was recently found in Italy?
My first thought was... Not a good one.
What was your first thought?
Mona Lisa.
It is. It is.
Oh!
It's correct. So you have one point.
Okay.
Italian archaeologist Tuesday found the skeleton of Lisa Gualdi, believed to be the model for Leonardo's masterpiece, which currently hangs in the Louvre in Paris. So you got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You have one. Oh, by the way, I'm going to lie a lot. So I really don't care if you get the answers right. I'm just going to give out prizes randomly. Is that cool?
That's great.
Fantastic. Okay. Technology. Bruce, this is for you. Spotify is celebrating its first anniversary in the U.S., and as part of the festivities, the all-you-can-listen-to blah, blah, blah has shared the 100 songs that American users have streamed the most often since its launch. What is the most streamed song on Spotify? You're looking at me with dead eyes. That's not a good sign.
No idea.
That's okay. Take a stab at it. I have the top 10 in front of me.
I'll pick one that will not be it. Patsy Cline's Crazy.
No, it's not.
But it should be.
It's not. It's Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier. Which doesn't make sense to me, because the reason why that like song is famous in Piper is because the video. Why would you want to listen to something that just looks okay? Do you know what I'm... You've never seen the video.
I like that video.
Jared, I completely skipped over you, and I apologize. I just realized
thank
that...
Thank you for that.
From the start...
I wish you'd gotten that
I'm okay
question.
With that.
Sorry about that.
My answer would have been Always Be My Baby.
How much do you love her? And by the way, isn't her husband charming?
He's a little weird.
You don't like Nick
charming.
Cannon?
There's like an 80-year age gap.
10. There's 10. What's wrong with an older lady doing a thing with Nick Cannon?
Hey, go for it.
He is Dude. A talented man.
Dude, he's a talented boy. Drummer. Right, Drumline?
We're not talking about Drumline in this room again. So, Bruce, you have negative one. Jared.
Sorry, yes.
Radio TV. Snooki was on Live with Kelly earlier this week. What did she ask host Kelly Ripa? It's lewd, if that helps.
It's lewd.
It's lewd.
Oh, goodness. Are we allowed to say...
Oh, you can say whatever.
...appropriate words?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. Something about her hoo-ha?
Other side. If she pooped during childbirth.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't get a point.
Oh, no. Ask me a question about The View next time. I'll get that.
Nathan, could you write a question about The View? Nathan's in the room. You have no idea who Nathan is. Okay, never mind. I'm going to cut that out of the podcast. Hugh!
Yes.
God, I hate your name. It's so good. Science. Are women smarter than men?
Sure.
There you go. Yes.
Safe.
There you go.
Safe.
The Daily Mail reported that for the first time in recent history, women are scoring higher on intelligent tests than men, according to data gathered by blah, 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 blah. No one cares. So, yeah, that's the thing.
The women care.
Okay, but the thing about that whole statement, Jennifer, is a double-edged sword. It means this is the first time ever that women are smarter than men.
That has been documented.
200 years.
Yeah.
So you have 1 year out of 200.
Mm-hmm. That has been documented.
Yeah, good job. All right, back to you, Jennifer. End of the world. This is both incredibly depressing and predictable. A group of early risers made the harrowing discovery Tuesday morning of a body missing hands, head, and feet. And it wasn't long before officials found a second torso and several body parts near the scene. Mm. What city were these body parts found? If it helps, it's in America.
Detroit?
Yep. Yeah. So
wild
obvious.
Ass
it's
guess.
So obvious, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's sad.
Can't.
Shit. All right, Jared.
Yes.
Advertising.
Okay.
Who is Samsung getting an apology from? What other tech company owes Samsung an apology?
It's a tech company?
It's a tech company.
I was going to say Sarah Palin. Microsoft.
Close. It's Apple. Yeah. Apple has been instructed by a British judge to run ads saying that Samsung did not copy its design for the iPad in the latest twist of blah, blah, blah. So that's the thing. They have to run ads in Britain for at least 6 months saying, we're sorry. That's not going to matter. No one cares.
Great.
That was a bad question. I apologize.
I lose.
Who said they liked that question? All right, you won a prize. By the way, I just realized I'm opening myself up for heckling. This is the last prize I give out for interrupting. So, sorry about that. Here's a cookie.
Oh,
that was weird.
Yeah.
How you doing, Bruce?
I'm still here.
Fantastic. I'm proud of you. This is from the film TV thing. What writing staff has just been fired for season 2 of this somewhat controversial show?
I have no idea.
That's perfect. It's the newsroom. Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom. According to The Daily, creator Aaron Sorkin has reportedly fired the entirety of the show's writing staff, with the exception of ex-girlfriend Corinne Kingsbury.
And himself.
He said that he wrote every episode and everyone else was pointless.
Exactly. So it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, nothing does.
No.
It's Aaron Sorkin. Have you seen the show?
I have. It's up its own butt.
Is that good or bad?
It's not good.
That's not
I want
good
it to be
up
good.
Your own butt.
I want it to be a good show.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being up your own butt sometimes. Speaking of up your own butt, this next question is from the food category. That kind of makes sense. Hugh is regretting saying yes to being on the show. Hugh, this is for you. Forbes just released their top earning chefs, their list of top earning chefs. Rank these four chefs from lowest earner to highest earner, all right? Paula Deen, Wolfgang Puck, Gordon Ramsay, and Rachel Ray. So out of these four millionaires, who makes the least?
Gordon Ramsay?
No, it's the exact opposite. Gordon Ramsay is number one. He makes $38 million a year, telling people they're not good at life. Number two is Rachel Ray with $25 million. Number three is Wolfgang Puck. And number four is diabetes queen Paula Deen.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's that. All right, sports. This is for you, Jennifer.
Take it away.
The Olympics begin this month. What? That
these
was
month.
Weird. This month.
This month they begin.
Figure out that accent.
Yes.
The Olympics feature world-class athletes at the top of their respective games doing amazing, usually boring things. So here's a football question. According to the San Diego Union Tribune, what NFL team leads the league with the most arrests since the year 2000?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
An NFL team that leads the league with most arrests.
Most arrests.
Try Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, that did work for me for a while. I'm going to say it's...
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
They're in the same conference as Detroit.
Okay.
That's not a hint.
That's a huge hint. There's only four teams in that conference.
Not for a man.
That's not
pants.
For.
It's not your question, buddy. You're good.
But you and I are on the same wavelength. I'm going to say the Bears.
No, how dare you? I'm from there. We're not even in the top three. Number one, Minnesota Vikings. 39.
Okay. Those Minnesotans, they'll eat their young. They got the Packers there. They
or
really...
they take lots of women on yachts and bad things happen. Yeah. Number two, the Dallas Cowboys.
Hmm.
Number three, the Lord's team, the Denver Broncos. So that's that.
That is the Lord's team.
So that's how things work. Because of Tebow. That's hipsters. There's a guy named Tebow. He's on the Jets now.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Move on? All right, fine. No cookie. Jared.
Yes.
Politics.
Got it.
Morgan Freeman just donated how much money to a Barack Obama super PAC?
Oh. It's a PAC, so there's...
Super PAC.
Super PAC.
Super PAC.
So the limit is not...
It's not... I think it's $250,000 if it's a regular PAC. I'm looking at the two people that work in politics who are like, you're dummy. It's not. Super PAC.
I'm going to guess...
There's no limit, so...
$3 million.
No, it's $1 million.
Close.
Yeah, yeah. The Oscar-winning actor made the seven-figure donation last month, helping to boost the Super PAC total to a haul of $6 million in June, and the best fundraising month to date. So that's that.
Amazing.
All right, moving on.
Way to go, Morgan.
The other guy did get $21 million. No cookie. Bruce. Bruce, you have the coolest name. No, Hugh or Bruce, I don't know. Anyways, Bruce, real estate. Fantastic. This person's former Upper West Side apartment is back on the market. For $2,400 a month, you can rent this government official's two-bedroom apartment.
Mayor Bloomberg.
Barack Obama.
Ah.
Yeah. That's where he wore his sarong and smoked cigarettes and read the New York Times.
But he's not the owner.
No. Former resident.
All right.
Wouldn't it be great if he had New York real estate? Why would you ever run for president?
No,
it's
exactly.
So expensive there. He'd be rich forever. What? How you doing, Hugh?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Holidays. Every day is a national holiday. What is tomorrow's? Yeah, just guess. You're not going to get this. This is a stupid one. This is incredibly stupid. National
Polka Day.
Close. Parents' Day. That had a P in it. National Parents' Day is tomorrow, which means after the first game, Jennifer, you are our winner.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please clap for Jennifer. I kind of screwed up in this. Jennifer, what prize should I give you? Women are smarter. That's true.
Just proved it. Just proved it.
Let's stay on the... You're fashionable. Let's give you this. You just won Worn Magazine, which is an awesome DC magazine. It's a $10 value.
Nice.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. The good thing is now you can go to their private party at the Gibson.
Ooh.
So that's what you win. So
like
congratulations
it.
For
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
I didn't tell you this.
Y&T. Every
game, someone in the audience will win a prize as well.
Yay.
So I didn't pick anybody. You guys didn't pick anybody. So I'm going to give it to the woman that said, I think, who said women are smarter than men? This woman? You did? I want to see you at the Looking Glass Lounge or the Wonderland Ballroom. You just won a $25 gift certificate there, all right? You and me, we're getting drinks. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed when you walked in, there's like candy and stuff. Feel free to take it. Not now. Why did I mention that? Between the things, take the candy. All right, our second game is... Wait, I need this. Okay, this is this the name of a vegan food product or an ingredient in McDonald's food? There it is. I love you, buddy. That was perfect. He didn't know what he was playing for any of these. I just told him the title, so kudos to you. Jennifer, we're going to start out with you again.
Okay.
Again? Jeez! Jeez Louise!
Oh, my!
Too much coffee in my system. Vegan or McDonald's? Palmitate. Is it palmitate? Vegan or McDonald's?
Sounds like a verb. To palmitate. I'm going to say that's vegan.
Nope, it's McDonald's.
Oh.
Palmitate is McDonald's. Please don't give her the answer. You have smartphones. All right, vegan or McDonald's? Jared, datum. D-A-T-E-M. Datum. Vegan or McDonald's?
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
This delicious treat is in putting... I'm eating datum. I'm eating datum right now.
I'm going to say vegan.
No, it's McDonald's.
Oh, Lord.
I have no idea what these are either. I just looked them up online. Bruce, vegan or McDonald's? Natto, N-A-T-T-O.
Vegan.
That's correct.
It had to be at
Japan.
Some point.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
They're all McDonald's from here on out. Hugh, vegan or McDonald's? Sosmix. S-O-S mix. Sosmix.
I'll go with McDonald's.
No, it's vegan. It is.
That sounds like S-O-S mix.
Yeah, it kind of does, but it's not.
No.
Back to you, Jennifer. Mooley!
Mooley.
Mooley!
Vegan.
It is vegan.
Yay.
Correct.
Yeah, this is a boring game. Let's make this quicker. All right. Jared.
Did that one.
Marmite.
Oh, vegan.
There you go, Jared. You're on the board. What's up?
What?
Bruce. Propionate.
McDonald's.
That's right. Propionate is in a thing.
Nice.
This is the only thing I've ever learned from doing shows like this. People will clap at like anything support. People are so supportive and nice.
Very encouraging.
Thank you. Did you say very Christian?
Encouraging.
Hugh.
Yes.
Lactolate.
Go with McDonald's.
That's correct. Lactolate. I'm pretty sure it is what it sounds like. All right, Jennifer. Beet powder.
Vegan.
Nope, McDonald's.
Oh.
You just got axed.
No, you didn't get that one. Yeah, you're mathematically eliminated from this game. All right, Jared. Lecithin. Or licithin?
Lecithin.
Lecithin. How dare you, guitarist.
He's a vegan. Vegan.
Yeah, damn it.
Yes.
Stop giving hints, buddy. Come on. All right, Bruce. How about hijiki?
Vegan.
That's right. It's a form of seaweed. Mm. Hugh. Alginate.
Vegan.
No, McDonald's. Oh, wow. You are mathematically eliminated. It's between Jared and Bruce at this point. Jared, guar gum. The band Guar has gum. Guar gum.
McDonald's.
That's correct. Bruce, if you get this, you win. Marmite. Did I already eat that one?
No. Oh, you did that one.
Vegan.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's how it goes in this game. You just won. You just won a gift certificate to Kaz's Sushi Bistro. What's up? That's right.
Which is vegan.
Nope, that's the opposite of vegan. That's fish. Lots of raw fish. That's not vegan.
I feel like this is like George W. Bush vote counting going on here.
Yeah, but people are happy at the end of this.
No. There's a little hanging piece. There's a little hanging piece on this card.
That is an old callback, sir. Who likes boozing it up?
Joe.
There you go. The woman that made direct eye contact with me without any shame screaming just won a $25 gift certificate to the Wonderland Ballroom or Looking Ooh. Glass Lounge. What's game three? Oh, this game, Let's Talk About Girls. Ian, play our theme song for Let's Talk About Girls. That was Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. You get it? That was the thing. So this game is pretty simple. I read to you the premise of an episode of the television show Girls or Sex in the City. And you have to tell me if it's Girls or Sex in the City.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Got this.
But that's really... And I'm not going to... Wait. I'm taking out the names. I'm not saying...
No problem.
So this is between Jerry and Jennifer.
No problem.
And to make it more interesting, I'll use your actual names.
You use their actual
Jennifer name. Angrily breaks up with Jennifer. She begs Jennifer's forgiveness, and eventually they have sex. Jennifer then tells Jennifer she's done with the relationship. Jennifer quits her job. Her attempts at getting a monetary settlement for her sexual harassment have failed. Is that Girls or Sex in the City?
Girls.
That is Girls. Good job, I guess? I don't know. Is it a good thing that you know that?
Yes. I love Girls. Have you ever watched Girls?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
My friend told me he started crying, and I think it was episode four when is it episode three or four when Robin plays?
Yes.
You do know me.
Why would anybody cry at Robin? It was just a scene, I guess.
Very it was just a scene.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jared, this is for you. Jared realizes Jared's relationship with New York City is as dysfunctional as her relationship with men. That's it. Which one is it?
You got this.
Sex in the City.
That is correct. That's episode 67, Anchors Away.
I could have said that too. You
that episode ask. Is about what? What is the episode Anchors Away for a bonus point?
I actually think it is called... Oh, shit.
No, it's not called that.
I love New York.
Well, that's a thing. That's a parentheses after Anchors Away. But what is that episode about?
Sailor's Week.
Fleet Week. It's about Fleet Week.
Fleet Week.
Love it.
Jared, I'm giving you an extra point for knowing too much about Bruce. Sex in the City. Bruce, this is for you. Bruce finds herself the target of an employee's sexual advances, and Bruce's plans to break up with her boyfriend after receiving a vulgar text message is meant for someone else don't succeed. Bruce briefly loses two children she babysits, but their father is forgiving.
Girls.
That is Girls. That's episode four, Hannah's Diary. Don't ever clap for that show again. Proud. I'm disappointed in all of you. Hugh, this is for you. Hugh starts working at this magazine and finds out from her acerbic editor that she doesn't have an idea about relationships.
Sex and City.
That's right. Congratulations. Did I fuck up your name again? Did I fuck up somebody's name? That's from a Vogue idea. I didn't say Vogue because you know you'd figure that out.
Candace Bergen was in that episode.
Yes, she was.
Bruce, you get another... Or no, Jared, you get another point for knowing that.
Damn all right. It.
Jennifer... all four find themselves in an abortion clinic for various reasons. Go.
Girls.
That's right. That episode, my favorite out of all eight episodes that we're going to list, Vagina Panic. I think when you're going to an abortion clinic, you're worried about way more than that, but whatever. Jared.
Yes.
At a birthday party for Jared, Jared and her friends vow to stop worrying and find the perfect male and start having sex, quote, like men, end quote.
Sex in the City.
That is correct. One. Episode?
Four.
No, one.
Shit.
That episode was titled Sex in the City.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Look at you.
It's a pilot.
Wikipedia. Bruce. Bruce's parents cut her off and Bruce loses her internship. Bruce returns to town and moves in with her cousin, Bruce. Bruce and Bruce throw Bruce a dinner party that ends with Bruce drinking opium tea and showing up at Bruce's hotel room high.
I'm going to guess girls.
That's correct.
Holla.
That's from the episode Pilot. Very, very boring title for that show. Hugh, this is for you.
Right, bring it on.
Hugh tries to make a relationship with her fuck buddy. Hugh dates an abusive, condescending lawyer. Hugh becomes a free-reeling dater and double books dates with two guys on the same night. Bruce overhears the couple moaning next doors and decides to outdo them. Sorry, buddy.
Sex and City?
That's right. Congratulations, you know that now. That's from the episode The Fuck Buddy, and in syndication is known as The Sex Buddy. So I'm obviously Jared wins that game just because he knows way too much about anything Sex and the City girls.
Just enough.
What should I give you for... No, way too much. Way too much. What should I give you? Jared, here's what I'd like you. That's inappropriate.
Tell us.
Have you been to Story League?
No.
Do you even know what Story League is?
Is Jen part of it?
Oh, goddamn she is. She just won the last Story League. Why did I swear there? Goodness. I apologize. I made it... So Story League is this amazing... Do you know what the moth is?
Yeah, I love the moth.
Oh, then you'll like this because it's like the moth, but like good. It's really good, and it's at Busboys and Poets, and they've moved to Shirlington as well as D.C. So now you have two tickets.
This is like the Virginia tourism industry.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Welcome to Virginia, buddy.
Thank you.
It's for lovers.
Thanks, SJP.
So there you go. So there you go. I gotta start like picking up who's playing for who. So like you're invested in these games. I'm really like. Who wants this? There you go. You won. You're going to the Wonderland and/or Looking Glass Lounge. You all owe me shots. That sounds good. You ready to play our last game? I'm going to bring a bubbly purple sweater to help facilitate our last game. So, Ian, will you play some Walking Around music while we get them up set up? Good at the guitar. You can stop it. Thank you. No, don't say all. We're good friends. That's why he played We're Gonna Be Friends. Aww. See, because we're bringing on new people, and now they're gonna get them. Sorry if you want to look at the contestants. That's over. Now you have to look at Ugly Purple Sweater. Ugly Purple Sweater will be playing a set very soon. But for this final game, for this final round, we're gonna play this. It's the President's Trivia. You know, we're in the political center of the world. Or like really close to it. So we're going to play a game all about presidential trivia. And these two are going to help you. I'm going to whisper hints to you guys. Okay. And then you play like one note. Okay. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Just do what I say. And things will work out. That sounds cryptic and weird. That's what cult leaders say. I apologize. So, let's start with Jennifer. Let's give you the hardest one because you've already won. Okay, here we go. This president has degrees from Georgetown and Yale. Ugly Purple Sweater, play him the hint. Okay, who was that president? This president has degrees from Georgetown and Yale.
Oh, gosh. Is it...
I think we need the hint again.
Yeah, I need the hint again.
You know, it's minor.
Little John. Little John.
George. Yes, it was Little John. No. Sorry. Seriously, you didn't give that one, Clinton? Seriously?
You know what? Just.
Did you hear the hint?
Yeah, thank you.
Pass. Pass.
Jared.
No, I was like, Little John?
I thought you were saying Little John, too.
Yeah, I was like...
Y'all need to enunciate.
Nope, I heard it. Nope, you're... Nope.
I heard...
Nope. All right, Jared, this one's for you. His monument was completed in 1888.
Wait, what? Blowjob.
Similar.
God's penis.
All right. His monument was done in 1888.
Thomas Jefferson.
Really? Washington.
George Washington.
Yes. No, you don't get that.
Oh, I was going the other way, like, you know.
That's why it was a misdirect. That's why we did it.
I was like philanderer.
All
Never
of
mind.
Them? What?
God's penis.
Okay.
God's penis.
Bruce, this is for you. Oh, this hint's great. This president's mother was accepted to the University of Chicago at the age of 16, but wasn't allowed to go. This president's mother was accepted to the University of Chicago at age 16, but wasn't allowed to go. Ugly purple sweater, take it away.
Muslim terrorist.
There you go. That should...
I have no idea what that clue was, but I'm gonna.
No!
It was Muslim terrorist. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
I'm gonna guess FDR.
You're right. It was FDR. It was Mitt Romney. All right. This is for you.
Mother?
In 1912, his vice president died during his administration. I'll read it again. In 1912, his vice president died during his administration. Play the hint.
Fat.
He's really fat.
Is it Taft?
It was Taft! You won! Yay! And here's the thing that could make you fat. It's a prize box from Blind Dog Cafe.
Yeah.
An amazing place. Blind Dog Cafe at Darnell's. Go to there. They're great. We like them a lot. Everyone won a prize. Everyone on the panel won a prize. It's like I rigged the game. All right. I really got to start doing a better job. Okay. No, you can't just say me. You know what's going to happen.
You get a car.
How many?
Seven.
Nope. It's never seven. Seven's always
Look under your chairs and see who has the envelope.
I should have done that. That only works if it's sold out. It's weird. I can't see an envelope. That makes it sadder. All right. Trivia for the crowd. Oh, I should have came up with a trivia. I'm going to go to my notes. Hold on. I know. There's one more presidential one because there was no tiebreaker. Okay. The Muslim terrorist one. Nathan did this job. This is just one. It was awesome.
Who's
okay.
Nathan?
Nathan is our photographer.
Oh, hi, Nathan.
Give him a round. He's wearing the only thing that will blend into the entire place. All right. He is the only president to have won a Pulitzer.
John F. Kennedy.
There you go.
Nice.
Well, I know you'll enjoy that because you're enjoying that. Fantastic. Beer. He likes beer. It's good. Beer's delicious, guys. I highly recommend beer. Beard? And beards. I like beards beer. And beer. Let's plug our contestants. They all came out here for good prizes. Good prizes.
Wonderful prizes.
They sat through this. I want to thank each and every one of them. Let's end with plugs for each of them before Ugly Purple Sweater plays. So, Jennifer, where can people find you next? Where can people find you online, Twitter, etc.?
Twitter at JD Tress. I will be, because I won Story League, everybody that wins Story League goes to the Story League Storyteller Championship.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's...
When is that? Do you know?
August. It's mid-August.
Where's it at?
It's going to be at Bus Boys. August 15th. Thank you.
Which location?
14th and V.
Oh, it's the downtown. Not downtown.
The big
it's
the downtown.
Columbia
the
Heights. Columbia Heights? U Street? Is yeah. U Street? Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, let's get into a debate about location. I
right,
apologize,
about
crowd.
All that. Yeah. So... That's it's excuse me is the theme.
Really?
Yeah, excuse me.
I think it'll do just fine.
Thank you.
You're very, very talented, and thank you so much for
thank
doing
you.
This.
It's a pleasure.
Jared.
I didn't know we were plugging things, but I'm single. I like long walks on the beach.
Jared, seriously, stop. Are you single?
I am way single.
By choice?
By circumstance.
Sorry. Do you now... Stop. Don't laugh. Do you want to be single?
I would welcome any circumstance that... Well, maybe not.
Wait, what are you looking for? Let's figure this out. Do you want a fling? Do you want a medium relationship? Do you want to date somebody that's going away in 3 months? Are you looking for long term? What are you looking for?
E, all of the above.
So you just want ecstasy?
Yes.
All right. The Looking Glass Lounge. Sorry.
Seriously, my plug is for something I don't know about, the Looking Glass Lounge.
Seriously, that's all you want to plug? Just dating you?
No, I live on Q Street. I love Logan Circle. We love hanging out on U Street.
I don't think you understand how plugs work.
Do you want to plug who you work for?
This is what we're going to plug. We are going to plug. I work for an LGBT nonprofit.
We're
going to plug full equality for all people.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Everyone should be allowed to wear pink pants.
That's right.
I disagree completely.
No.
Get off my stage.
I'm with Jared.
Thank you. Bruce. You're running for office.
I am running for office.
You need help getting on the ballot, correct?
I do.
Let's make that happen.
If anyone afterwards wants to sign a petition, I have a website, brucemajorsdc.com.
You will never forget that name.
There's more info there. Yeah, it's really hard.
It's a fucking awesome name. Could people sign up to get you on the ballot over there?
I'll put it over there.
Let's put that over there. That's a good plug. Thank you so much. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
And wait. He could be a Nazi. What party are you from? Like, what do you stand for?
No, I thought I said that at the beginning. The Libertarian Party.
Libertarian Party. So you're all like, let's fucking do it all. Hands off, kinda.
Fairly, yeah.
Unless you're in private.
That's close to the truth, yeah. But they can go to the website as well.
BruceMajorsDC.com.
Right.
Thank you. Bruce Majors. And finally, Hugh, thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good.
Having a blast.
I was worried about you. You're still more professional and nice, and you're smiling.
I'm having a good time.
Thank you. Right before the show, the last thing anybody said to me is your hair looks like Hitler Youth. So I was like, this isn't a good sign. And you don't look like Hitler Youth at all.
Right.
Jared looks exactly like Hitler Youth, you know. So it's I was worried about
the podcast. People are going to be so confused.
Oh, I don't think they will. I think they got the pink pants. Don't worry about it. Hugh, let's plug you. That sounds weird. Go ahead.
All right, you can check out the political affairs in the Bloomingdale community. Follow my Twitter account at ANC5C03. Also, check out...
Wait.
Get out your pens and paper.
Wait. This is recorded in a podcast thing. His name will be his Twitter link, so it's not incredibly difficult to follow. It's just incredibly difficult to remember.
Well, if you want a mnemonic device, it's Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner, ANC.
Nope, that's not going to help.
Mnemonic
at all.
Define mnemonic device.
Kind of scientific. But also, maybe easier to remember, check out the Friends of McMillan Park at friendsofmcmillan.org.
And what's the point of Friends of McMillan Park?
So we're working to save a historic park in the Bloomingdale community called McMillan Park. It's at North Capitol in Michigan. It's a really amazing place, and we
Thank
love
you.
Everybody's support.
You're helping the world. And in a way, I'm a hero now. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Put our hands together for the panel. You could leave now. You're fantastic.
Thank you, Brandon.
Your subjectification, I didn't say that word right, is over. Thank you. You guys are all great. Thank you so much. I owe you drinks. All right, I know you'll take them. Thank you. I'm not done. I have a lot more to go, so don't. Ugly purple sweater. Let me do a quick little interview. I don't think a lot of people know about you guys in this room. I know you do. You're great. Not everyone is. We've got to catch them up. Ugly Purple Sweater, it was one of the first bands I saw when I moved here. You're one of my favorites. And in that time, something important has happened. Do you want to tell people what's just happened? It's a good thing. I hope it's a good thing.
Are you talking about how we just got married?
That's correct. They just got married. They did. They just got married. And I got you a wedding gift. I didn't get you a wedding gift. This is just a gift for playing the show. I don't really. This is just a gift.
It looks very pretty.
It is. It's very pretty. This amazing poster company called Itty Bitty Press exists in Virginia, and this is a poster for you guys.
Oh, very
Yeah, and we're going to give away another one of those. So this is for you. I'm going to put it over here. And you're going to play some songs, and people are going to enjoy those songs, and then we're going to play more game show. Is that cool?
That sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, give them your ears, give them your eyes. Two of my favorite people. Ugly Purple Sweater.
A big breath before you went down. It won't last long, na 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 na. But good God, it's good to stay down. You look back up at the surface now. A storm above, but you stay so still. Good God, it's good to stay down. And when your blood is blue and you come up with a gas, you've drifted far from shore. Is far away from here, you know it'll be alright, you know it'll be just fine, cause the seagulls drift in the blue. Brain. If you turn fast, it'll slosh around. So good God, you gotta get it out now. You start to swim with your head held high. Your limbs are stiff because you've been so still. A good God, it's good to go back. And when your blood is blue and you come up with the gas, you've drifted far from shore. Edges far away from here, you know it'll be alright, you know it'll be just fine, cause the seagulls drift in the blue.
So much.
Thank you. My mom and dad and my sister are here, and they came because Brandon put on a show which fits two of the criteria that make my parents very happy, which is that this is in Virginia, and it's quiet, so they were happy to come out, given the circumstances.
Hear the train coming down the orange line. Smoke pot in the parking lot, now I'm doing my time. You can scoff all you want, it's the exact same crime that you commit in your two-bedroom in the new high-rise. Day I got out went by the neighborhood. Just a pit in the ground for the new high-rise. They said they're moving us back in soon as they make it look good. Just in time to forget what it was we were waiting for. And oh, what do you see? Standing way up there. do you hear? Listening from way up there. No matter what I say, the papers are on your side. Oh, they got no reason to keep me here, so I got no reason to stay. My brother took me to the countryside. When I want trouble, nothing else will suffice. Instead we go down to meet his friend in two interpretive glance. She says, and oh, can't you see how time keeps dragging on? And now, what about you? Are you on your own? Does your daddy come every time you phone? Did your mama buy you a degree, introduce you to all her friends? Cause sign the lease on your two-bedroom in the new high-rise. And oh, what do you see standing way up there? Oh, what do you hear listening from way up there? No matter what I say, the papers are on your side. Oh, they got no reason to keep me here, so I got no reason to stay. Oh, I got no reason to keep me here, so I got no reason to stay. Dishes to follow a girl, and you know how it went. You know it's in them. You walk in, then sing, and then open again. Oh, 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 oh. I know all the obvious things. Said I know. I swore to things I had no claim upon, clutching each other till everyone's gone, smoldering till the sky reclaimed by dawn. And I don't know why you didn't believe me. La, 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 la. waves have swum out to shore. You know how it looks, you know what's inside of it now. And I swore to things I had no claim upon.
More song, and then I guess people are going to play some more games. Is that the way it works, I guess? Great. I'm hoping to win some prizes later. I happen to know that one of the people that got a gift certificate to the Looking Glass Lounge is returning to Sweden
tomorrow.
So I have my eye on that. I feel like I might be able to wrangle my way into that one.
Yeah.
This is a song about Washington, D.C., and it's about moving to D.C. and not having any friends. And then eating too much pizza and feeling sorry for yourself.
And I've got friends in a million places, and they're coming here just as soon as I ask them. And we'll get a jumbo slice and stay up till we're too hoarse to speak. And out on the street, all the staffers and hipsters comparing the size of their big, long resumes. And how many films that you quote do you think she wants to see? What time is it then when you land? It'll still be early. We get back down to the bar. They got great ale on tap this year. They got a local DJ. Or if you are tired, then we'll cook a lamb shorter than green. We can talk and talk and talk. Talk, 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 talk. Should explain to me sweetly the difference between toasted sesame oil and sesame oil. Is that one is for frying and the other's not? And is this what the revolution has come to? Is this our foray in the manifesto? Say, I need you around to keep me honest so I don't end up just like him. What time is it there then when you land? It's still be early. We get back down to the bar. We got great ale on tap this year. We got local DJ. Or if you are tired then like a lamb, the shoulder like green. We could talk and talk and talk, and talk, talk and talk, talk, talk and talk, and talk, talk and talk, talk, talk and talk.
Thank you.